Welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're pleased to be joined inside the studio by wide receiver Jason Avant, who took the NFL by storm with that amazing one-handed catch that you made during the game. And we're showing some of your highlights here on the screen. When you saw that ball in the air, what was it like? Did you see the ball and just know you got to stick your hand out for it? Take me through the play and how that happened.
Nah, I think it's too much. Like, when you play football, it's one of those things that you see the ball in the air, you go after it as best you can. And when you don't think, your body does natural things. And that was something that just happened naturally. It wasn't something that I was necessarily trying to do. I was trying to get to it with two hands. And when my body felt that I couldn't, it just adjusted to the ball. And gifts and talents come from Jesus Christ. So I'm thankful. And it's one play, got to play the next play.
What was the best reaction or best comment that someone gave to you? Because I'm sure your phone, email, Everyone had to be blowing up after that play.
Probably, you know, y'all finally won the game. You know, by my brother or somebody like that. But as far as the catch, you know, people just say good job. You can't, you know, take it to the heart or anything like that. You know, praises of men are very, very fluctuating. So you got to, you know, keep your head in the right place and get ready to play the next play and play the next game. I'm a firm believer in not listening to what people say. Just go out and do your job.
Now, someone with the best hands on this football team, for the kids that are watching out there and trying to learn how to be like you, What's like a hand? What kind of advice can you give them? How did you develop those hands over the years?
Well, first of all, I won't say that I had the best hands on the football team. It's a couple guys that were really excellent hands on our team.
But, all right, who has better hands than you then, if you would say?
Deshaun has excellent hands, just natural hands. A lot of guys have natural hands on the team. So I will give it to Deshaun.
Okay.
But as far as just kids that are – It can be developed. I haven't seen a lot of guys work. The biggest thing is if the ball is above your chest, you try to catch it with your thumbs together. The ball is below your sternum, you try to put your pinkies together. And you don't catch the football with your hands. A lot of people think you do, but the number one thing is you catch football with your eyes. If your eyes are not looking at it, you can't catch it. So it's trying to keep concentration. The hardest thing in the NFL is not like when you're a little kid, there's always someone close. Being this close to a person is open. So, you know, that's the difference.
You said that someone joked with you that you guys finally got the win. What did it mean for this football team, for all the hard work you've put in over the last 8-9 games to finally break that 8-game losing streak and come out on top?
Well, that's what you play. You play for the love of it. You play for the thrill of competition, the adrenaline of beating a guy in front of you, and ultimately you play to win games. Especially at this level, they pay you to win games. So, and you love winning, and that's the thing about me. I'm really not having fun unless we win. So no matter how many catches you make or how many yards you have, it's the game is only fun to me when you go out there and you execute to the point that you get a victory. So it meant a lot to us, and it showed a great deal of professionalism by so many different people. You've seen the coaches jumping up and down like we were going to the playoffs or something like that, but it showed that they still have a love and a passion for the game, which is very, very critical and very, very important. It let the fans know that they're losing is not something that's well with them, and they enjoy the thrill of winning.
Jason, you've been on the teams that have gone to the playoffs. You know what it takes to win the National Football League. How important was it for the young guys like Nick and Bryce to experience the thrill of winning, to know what it's like, so that moving forward, as the team builds towards the future, they realize what it takes to win in the National Football League?
It's huge. You never, ever want to lose players like we have this year in so many different capacities. But one thing that you can glean from that, or something that you can view as positive, is that you have young guys playing. And they've made the best of their opportunities, but it also gives them experience for the future. So those guys will know what it's like faster rather than next year it happening. So they'll be prepared next year. And also what it does is it beefs up your roster. So when guys get playing time because other guys out, when those guys come back, it makes your team that much more of a prepared and deep team.
With Nick, last question here, the composure he showed. We've heard all about how he changed your route on that fourth down play. He called the game-winning play. Have you seen that from a young quarterback before? It's rare to see that from veteran quarterbacks, let alone a guy who's in his fourth career start. How impressed have you been by the composure that he has shown in such a short amount of time?
Well, he's done a great job. He's very humble. I think his approach mentally is the most impressive thing about him. His maturity at his age is very, very impressive. He has the mindset to want to get better, and he loves the game, and he wants the ball in his hand. And those are great attributes that you want your quarterback with. And it's one of those things that maybe the second preseason game, first or second preseason game, I think we were playing the Steelers, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it was a home game here, and we watching the game on the sideline, and there was a blitz coming, and he looked out at Riley and gave him a go signal, which is not his jurisdiction at that stage in his career.
Really?
But it impressed me so much because he realized that he had to get the ball up. He didn't complete the pass, but the mindset of I have to get this ball out as fast as I can so you run a fade route and I'll get it to you if I can. It's those types of things that make the quarterback very, very special when you can read the defense, check to him. So he's done a great job, and we really are looking forward to, you know, the last three games.
Well, my favorite interviews on this entire team, wide receiver Jason Avant, thank you very much for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.